It's Tuesday, May 10th, and you're listening to episode 20 of The Shanaki, Bright Lights, Part 1. For more information, visit goodwordsrightorder.com.
Bright Light City gonna set my soul on fire. I'm in Vegas, intermingled with the migratory herds that flock and whirl amid the great pantheons of loss. Riding on one hand the desert thermals of lust that scatter hookers' calling cards like the dreams of puberty, and on the other, the financial downdraft of the house edge, a great sucking whisper that lives beneath the chatter of slot machines and in a cloud around the table games. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there, and they're all living devil may care. I'm watching a pretty woman cross the street. Not cross, but cross the street. In heels. She's got everybody's attention. That is, until the rattly old pickup truck with Arizona plates almost mows her down. It screeches to a stop in the middle of the strip. A weathered old man in a cowboy hat gets out, throws down a guitar, and puts 3 rounds into the fragile instrument. Finished with the deed, he disappears into the desert night. Nobody has anything to say. Even traffic diverts respectfully around the wounded guitar. A string lets go with a mournful twang, like the last sigh of a dying man. Powerless, I stand and watch. The police show up, and absurdly, an ambulance. The paramedics, having both a sense of humor and a sense of occasion, place the guitar in a stretcher and carry it away. One of the officers walks over. You see what happened? Man shot his guitar. Any idea why? Could be it needed killin', a bystander offers. A guitar that needed killin'. Are you gonna find this maniac? Well, it's not like he hurt anybody, other than the guitar. Discharging a handgun in the middle of a busy street? Mister, a lot of strange things go on in this town. It's not our job to figure them out. We're just here to clean up the mess. Off they drove, and on I walked. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. I couldn't get it out of my mind. That absurd image of the murdered guitar being loaded into the back of the ambulance. So I paid a visit to the coroner. Because I thought, if they loaded the guitar into the back of the ambulance, surely they had to play the joke on the coroner. But as soon as I got a look at the coroner, I started to have my doubts. Can I help you? I'm here to identify a body.
We don't have any unidentified bodies here. Right now.
Oh, well, I was just...
I don't think this is very funny.
He said in a way that negated the entire Western tradition of humor from Aristophanes all the way up to the most recent Simpsons episode.
You want to see a body? Come with me.
Hey, that's okay. You know, I can just come with me.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I followed him into a cool room filled with silver drawers. A dead person in each one. I'd never seen a body. How bad could it be? I decided it was best not to find out.
I get sickos like you in here all the time. Think you want to look at a dead body. Doesn't bother me. Can't bother them. Well, here you go, sicko. Feast your eyes on this. Eyes shut. Breath stopped. Total blackness.
That's okay. You can shut the drawer.
Oh, no. You're going to look at this one. This is a good one.
No, really, that's fine. I...
Okay. So the coroner has a fantastic sense of humor. We talked for about an hour. Then the guy was a riot. His talents are wasted in the morgue. He deserves an audience of real people. At first, he wouldn't give me the guitar, but when I told him I was trying to find the guy who shot it, he released it into my custody. But not before he had me fill out some forms. Morgues are only allowed to release bodies to licensed mortuaries. At the signature line, I crossed out the title mortician and replaced it with musician. Seemed the only thing to do. We also conducted a tender autopsy. It revealed the guitar to be a Martin Model D18, serial number 8022 bullet hole. Inexplicably, there was a reflective number, the kind one might put on a mailbox, stuck to the face of the guitar. The cause of death was clearly a bullet hole through the neck. The other two, one on each side of the sound hole, were superficial wounds, nothing beyond the skill of a talented luthier. But the last one had gone right in where the neck meets the body. The damage was catastrophic. I was amazed the thing was still in one piece.
I cradled the murdered instrument in my arms and set out in search of a proper coffin. All you need is a strong heart and nerves of steel.
Ah, welcome to Las Vegas Lounge Equipment. What can I do for you? Lovely special on a velour piano, just like the one used by Tony Velour and his Veltones.
Actually, I need a guitar case.
Well, let's see what you got. Jesus, what happened to your guitar?
Look, when the sign says no stairway to heaven, they mean no stairway to heaven.
Who would shoot such a fine instrument?
That's my question. Exactly. I filled him in on the story so far. So I'm trying to find him. The man who shot his own guitar. Or at least I think it's his guitar. The cops don't really care, but a murder has been committed. Someone should really look into this.
Well, I don't know whose guitar this is, but I can call Martin and see what they know.
We discovered that the guitar was made in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, during late December 41 or early 1942. Dark days back then. And serial number 80021 was the guitar Elvis used in the legendary Sun Sessions. Blue Moon, Mystery Train, you know, the young Elvis. His rock still Billy and his neck still red. Was this Elvis's guitar? With a bullet hole, how could one know for sure?
You could track down the other 10 guitars in the series.
Maybe I'll just find the guy who shot this guitar and ask him. Seems quicker.
I don't know I'd want to track down such a trigger-happy son of a bitch.
A guitar, especially an acoustic guitar, is almost a living thing. There's no mechanical difference between strings and vocal cords. The way a guitar amplifies sound is the same way my chest and throat are amplifying my voice right now. And the whole thing is held together by a curve stolen straight from a beautiful woman's hip. Any man who would murder such a thing, well, really. After that, why not shoot a person?
That's a fair point. But here's the real question. Is it right that he be allowed to get away with it? If he gets away with it, if nobody catches him or calls him on it, maybe someday he does wind up murdering a person.
Is that really why you're going to track this man? Justice?
No, not really. I just have to know how it ends.
We laid the guitar to rest in a brass hinged case. As I was walking out, he threw me a rhythm egg. He said it was for luck.